Israeli forces continue to violate the terms of a ceasefire agreement brokered by Egypt in November, which ended the eight-day war in Gaza. Six Gazans have been injured since Friday by Israeli gunfire in the east of the coastal enclave. Most victims were farmers working on their land in the so-called buffer zone. It is the most fertile area in Gaza and makes up 30% of its arable land. According to health officials, Israeli forces have carried out 90 attacks since the start of the ceasefire.
The continuous violations made by the Israeli occupation are followed and observed by all the Palestinian factions, and all the Palestinian factions now are studying what are they do after these violations, especially that these violations are continuous. They actually injured many people, and sometimes they killed some Palestinian people.
Pro-Palestinian international activists accused Israeli forces of committing crimes against Gazans.
There have been 86 injuries and four deaths since the ceasefire was announced on the 22nd of November. These are explicit violations of the ceasefire. These are crimes. They're ongoing. They're virtually every day at the moment. There was two more injured yesterday. There was four injured the day before.
The terms of the ceasefire agreement, which was signed by Hamas, the Islamic Jihad movement in Palestine, and Tel Aviv regime, require all sides to end any hostile actions against each other. Tel Aviv, however, has been carrying out attacks against people of Gaza since the truce came into effect. The Islamic Jihad movement in Palestine, who signed the ceasefire agreement, says resistance fighters are ready to respond to Israeli violations at any time.
The ceasefire will be meaningless for us if the Israeli violations continue. Palestinian resistance fighters are ready to defend their people, and we hold the Israelis fully responsible for the violation of the ceasefire. We are also calling on Egypt to exert pressure on the Israeli enemy to stop the violations.
About 1.7 million people in Gaza have been suffering under a relentless Israeli blockade for several years. All this under the watchful eyes of the international community. And observers believe, in light of the Israeli violations, the November ceasefire agreement will not last for long. According to international activists, the Tel Aviv regime has been violating the ceasefire agreement on an almost a daily basis since it was brokered by Egypt. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.